Hi, this is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 133, recorded Saturday, August 6th, 2016, and this is day four of the 2016 Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge, episode-wise, because it goes up tomorrow morning. I'm still a day ahead. I'm happy about it. I'm not complaining. I'm close today, though. Today went a little awry. It's going to be, and in fact, it's pretty late, and this is not going to be long, but I'm going to get it up, and that way it's still going to, I'm still going to be a day ahead. Biggest issue is I have screwed up, which I've fixed now and should help me a little bit for the future. But actually on the, it's funny because on the Facebook group for Dog Days Podcasting Challenge, I put up a question earlier this week about how does your podcasting listening change when you go through the dog days? And I said, what I in general do is put a whole bunch of my regular feeds. I switch them from auto download, like straight into my list playlist, to manual download only, except for things that I really, really like. And put the dog day stuff into auto download so that I can make sure I get all that stuff. I talked about that, and then I didn't do it. I forgot about it. After I'm the one who put the Facebook post about it up. And it hasn't bitten me thus far because the first day was pretty calm. Well, the first day was quiet. It was very, very, very quiet until late in the day. There were only a couple podcasts. It was me and Michael Butler at first. And then later in the day, some more people filtered. Plenty of people filtered in, but it was all late. And I was picking up the podcast on the first day fairly early. Friday, yesterday, a bunch of them came in, but I had stuff going on. I was handling things well. And what had happened is I had put I had done basically the exact opposite of what I said I was going to do. When I put the Dog Days feed in, I actually put it on manual just so I didn't, like, in case there were episodes from last year that were in the feed or something that were showing up as not played. I didn't want all that. So I didn't know exactly what was going to happen. So I just made it manual. And I've been switching back and forth between Beyond Pod and Pocket Cast. So I'd gone back to Beyond Pod. So I set it up manually. And I was just, like I said, on Thursday, there were only a couple podcasts. So I was just manually downloading them. For whatever reason, I didn't go through the, I was like, I got to sit down. I got to switch on my podcast to manual. And I hadn't done it yet. And on Friday, it was still manageable. But this morning, got up. We were intending to go to the farmer's market. Got up a little too late for that. About 10:30. And we're like, we're not going to be able to get there for, we go for several things, but we had been wanting to go that morning for some meat, for some beef and some chicken breasts, and it's probably too late by the time we would get there to have a good selection for what we wanted. So we bailed on that, did a couple things around the house, but we had some errands we wanted to do, and I was like, I will listen to podcasts, but I just wasn't thinking. Dog Days is on manual. Everything else is still on automatic. So I go to get in the car. We're getting in the car, and I'm starting to look at it, and I realize, oh, crud. I'm completely backwards from everything I want to have. And so I quickly switched over to the Dog Days feed and just grabbed, like, the first four or five of them and dotted them. But they're like 19 new episodes in the feed at this point. And I'm like, oh crud, I need all 19 of these, but I don't, I'm literally sitting in our driveway, close enough to the house that, the Wi-Fi is fine, but I can't get 19 episodes. I'll just get a few. So I get a handful of them. I got a handful of them, sorted them all to the top, and we started listening to them. And then I also had Mad at Dad, Michael Butler and Dave Schlesher's extra podcast that they do. I had a Mad at Dad that lasted for most of the drive because the four or five podcasts that I did download, you know, they were about three or four, you know, between 3 and 6 or 8 minutes each. So they left relatively frequently. So anyway, I just completely screwed the thing up. So I have since sat down. I've put all my regular podcasts except for Of a Peculiar Character, which is Thomas Gideon's short podcast that he's doing frequently now. He's kind of got a Command Line on hiatus. And I enjoy that podcast, and it's short, so there's no reason for me to take it out of the feed. And then Mad at Dad, because it's Mad at Dad. It's, hey, it's practically a Dog Days Podcasting, you know, member anyway, because both of the people who do it are on the Dog Days. And it's funny as hell. We were listening to story as what as Dave Slusher puts it, the greatest story of all time, or the greatest podcast story of all time. Michael Butler throwing up on his shirt at a I think it was a Boston concert with a girl that he barely knew. In like the late 70s. Good story. You should go and listen to that podcast episode and listen to it. My wife Charlotte was laughing pretty hard at that in the car. And she was actually telling me some of her stories. She may be a guest on Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. And we might have some news about things coming up, but we'll get there when we get there. But it was good, and I love listening to Mad at Dad. The Mad at Dad will always be in the mix. But you know, if I had had all 19 of those short podcasts, I could have probably blown through, if not all of them, at least 10 of them while we were running errands. Probably 15 of them while we were running errands. And instead, all 15 of them are now sitting in my playlist because I didn't switch my feeds and everything. So that stuff is done now. Everything should be good. The main downside of that for tonight is that I only have a handful of episodes that I listen to that I can talk about. Now, that being said, I've talked for, you know, 7.5 minutes already without responding to anybody, but I certainly will. So listen to another episode of Hidden Node. And Justin has started describing his universe, and I really liked the sort of things he was talking about. I forget the name. He actually says it in, it's Draconis something. Anyway, the name of the world or universe, or the setting. No, it's the name of the setting. It's Draconis something. But anyway, this world is it. Rather than describing things in centuries and stuff, using the age, you know, notation. I believe, if I remember correctly, they're in the 26th age, 156th year or something like that. And it was just these little bits of description really evoke a lot of stuff, because he talked about how in the 23rd and 24th, or 24th and 25th ages, apparently there were these large, huge kingdoms, and that was all destroyed at the beginning of the 26th age, in my understanding, by the dragons rising up and basically laying waste to everything. And the immortal dragons have realized, yeah, we can kind of run the show. We'll break everything up into little pieces. So it's like a city-state based world now, with in my understanding, most city states being controlled by an individual dragon. And just that whole notion of the change of, you know, these large empires and being fragmented and balkanized by this uber race of dragons, and creating another age. Pretty cool. I actually thought that was neat. So, kudos, Justin. I'm really looking forward to hearing more on it. Dave Slusher, I listened to The Evil Genius Chronicles, where he talked about Stranger in a Strange Land being a seminal book, an important event in his life. I remember reading Stranger in a Strange Land, in particular the whole notion of Grok is how he said he uses that frequently in his vocabulary now, and I do the same thing. It's like it's a perfect word for that, like, you know, you understand something so deeply that it's almost like a part of you or whatever. It's a useful word and an excellent book in and of itself. And probably, I hate saying I felt that way too about that book, because listening to Dave tell stories about his life, there are like so many parallels. I mean, we're of an age. We're only, I think we're less than a year apart in age. And we went similar paths in certain ways and stuff. But I hate just like banging the drum of like, oh yeah, I'm so much like Dave. So I'm not saying that it probably wasn't as important a book to me as it was to him. It was an important book. And in particular, that notion of grok, I do really like. And let's see. And then I also enjoyed Nutty's, I think it was her first. No, it was her second. Well, I enjoyed both of them. But in the second one, she was mentioning David's discussion that I referenced yesterday, I guess, talking about the notion of first wave podcasters and how she agreed with that notion that the comedians and such that came through and decided that they, you know, podcasting was, you know, people sitting in their underwear in their basement until Mark Maron showed up, sort of thing. How she agreed with Dave being cranky about that, or David being cranky about that. Well, Dave Slusher and Dave. And I wholeheartedly agree with all three of them on that. So I really liked that, Nutty. And I'm looking forward to, oh, and I am enjoying that was also the Ghostbusters and Ghost Pepper dinner and a movie episode, which I really liked. I'm liking that whole notion. So far, so good. I am enjoying the dog days, and I should be on a much better track tomorrow. I only have like, probably 25 or 30 episodes to try and catch up on tomorrow. So I'm going to be whatever work I'm doing around the house. I do have some stuff to do outside tomorrow, some yard work. And it's yard work that doesn't involve the lawnmower or the leaf or the weed cutter, you know, weed whacker or anything that's loud. So I should be able to listen to a reasonable number of podcasts and try and catch up again. So far, so good. I'm enjoying listening and responding to folks, and we'll go from there. So there you go. This has been Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. You can find me at kenzoid.com. That's KENZOID.com. My email address is kkennedy@kenzoid.com. My Twitter handle is Kenzoid. My Facebook URL is facebook.com/ken.kennedy. Instagram is Ken Kennedy. I don't post there frequently, but I have in the past few days. So I have a number of other social network handles on the kenzoid.com homepage. Just scroll down. So it's kind of the bottom right, called Elsewhere. So there you go. This podcast is Creative Commons licensed, attribution, share alike, version 3.0. And we will talk to you tomorrow, because it's the dog day. So, you know, you'll hear from us again then. See ya. Bye.